So Landry, you know, there's this report out there that there was a miscommunication between the coach and Trey Young. How does something like that happen?
Well, I mean, it's an unfortunate part about sports, and the reality is like it happens in a lot of different places where you have humans, you're going to have messiness at times, and relationships are hard and they require a lot of work and a little TLC every now and again. So, you know, something like that, you know, it's an unfortunate part about how things like that do get out. You know, I'd be lying to say it doesn't happen. You know, I'm talking in general here, like more often than not. And it's just part of the business, right? Like we're in a high demand, pressurized situation in sports, you know, and things grow to what they do. So it's something that we've addressed head on, you know, internally, and we're definitely ready to move forward and get ourselves back on track. Because, you know, when you bring it to the basketball component about last night, we've got a lot of work to do on that front. So these are the things and the distractions that we have to clear up quickly so that we can get back to the main thing, and that's winning basketball games.
Right, exactly. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But I am kind of curious about, kind of broadly, from your playing days and now as a general manager, Landry Fields, you talked about, you know, not letting things kind of leak out here. How difficult is it to whatever happens in the locker room stays in the locker room? How difficult is it to cap stuff like that?
Well, I mean, right now it's actually more challenging than ever, right? Because, you know, like as with anything, we're human and we enjoy and need connectivity with others and we talk. And in this age where something could leak and a tweet can happen and all of a sudden it ignites this whole fire, it's harder, right? Because more and more people are now exposed to that type of stuff. Whereas before that whole thing, it's like things kind of die out because there's only so far of a reach that it could actually get to. So at this point in time, you know, you're talking with your staff, you're talking with the players, talking with everyone that's in the organization, and just trying to create a culture where, you know, this is a we thing, and we handle these things internally, and, you know, we do our best to try to make sure like those things stay internally and we address those. But it's a challenge, man. It's something where we always have to be mindful of that kind of stuff. And it's better to just not have situations like this in the first place. But, you know, I would be naive and it would be unrealistic to say that they don't happen. Because as I said before, this is just the nature of human relationships. And we kind of wrestle through them and then we grow. And that's where we're at right now. So got a data point where we can look at and find a growth opportunity here and try to make the pathway forward.
All right, so just a final point on this, and we'll move on, I promise. Everything, you know, coaches worked out, Trey's worked out, this has worked out, and we're moving forward and we're past this?
Yeah, that's exactly where it's at. It's something that we've all, as I said before, you know, handled and addressed internally and just trying to find, you know, a point where we could be better, you know, in our communication and in our relationships with one another. And taking those steps and having a plan in place on how best to do that. So we're in a better spot than we were, and that's the good news. So all moving forward and getting to where we ultimately want to be.